how we came to this idea of an imam. We first remind ourselves that, wait, okay, there is a God, and that God is not just Khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just the Khaliq. Allah is also Rabb as well. Rabb is when we read the Quran, we should understand that Rabb means something other than just a creator. Rabb is somebody who not only creates, but also manages the affairs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, and He has His great light, and He's the one who is in charge of the universe. These seas which boil, He's the one who keeps them turning. And He's the one who sent out these holy books of guidance, the Torah and the Injil. And He's also the one who sent out the Quran as well. Now, given that's the case, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even now, in this time period, here and now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should still be our Rabb as well. And so we remind ourselves, we say, Ya Hayyan Qabla Kulli Hayy, or the one who is alive before everything else was alive. Or the one who is alive after everything that else is alive. Or the one who brings life to the dead and who brings dead to the live, the living. Or the living, there's no God but He. We remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is living. That means that He is the one who's responsible for giving us life. And now how is He going to give us life, right? Later on in the dua, the Imam Islam is going to say that to the Imam, he's going to say, you're the one who's going to come and bring life to the hearts of the servants. So you see the connection here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives life, and life, where is that life going to come? The imam's job is to give life to the servants, meaning that hearts which are dead, that spirituality that we're looking for, it's in the person of the imam. Sometimes, you know, we're in the age, brothers and sisters, of where people are looking for spirituality, and they're looking to try all these new types of things, right? They're like, okay, what can we do to get away from, you know, this material world that we're in? Because they've been there, they've tried it, and they've realized that, you know what, this doesn't give us satisfaction. But despite having all the riches at hand, so they look to all sorts of different things, different types of music, different types of, I don't know, dancing, different types of like new age type of ideologies. Sometimes we forget, what do we have right here? The heritage of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. Such profound teachings in the form of these simple things that we have to do. What's the requirement? Make wudu. Go and talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these du'as. In this du'a, after we praise Allah, then we remember the imam. We ask Allah to convey our salams to the imam. But we don't just do it on behalf of ourselves. We say, oh Allah, convey him our salams on behalf of all the mu'mineen and all the mu'minat. Wherever they be on the earth, in the east, in the west, whether they be on the plains or on the mountains, whether they be on land or on sea, all of them, I want them to be part of my sending salams to the imam. And I also want my parents to be there as well too. وَعَنِّي وَعَنْ وَالِدِي, on behalf of me and my parents. Now what this teaches us is that when it comes to connecting to the imam of our time, we shouldn't be selfish about it. It's something that we have to try to take others along as well too. Right? Everyone needs the imam. Some people don't realize it. They don't realize that they need that connection with the imam. But if we do and we're making this dua, then we should include them as well too. So that if there is a response, if there's any benefit from this dua, inshallah, they'll get the thawab of it as well too. They'll partake in that spiritual experience as well too, just by our mentioning them as well. Now, I want to quote a hadith here from the imam of the time, the ghaiba. From time to time, he corresponds with some of the pious individuals. And one of these individuals is Shaykh Al-Mufid. In one of the letters that he writes to Shaykh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghaiba and make his reappearance come faster. What does he say? He says that if only our Shias would come together with united hearts, number one. Number two, in order to fulfill their pledge and their promise to us. They come together with united hearts and united and fulfilling the pledge. لَمَا تَأَخْرَ عَنْهُمُ الْيُمْنُ بِلِقَائِنَا. That blessing that they're looking for of meeting us and being with us, meaning the Imam, that would not be delayed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would hasten the promised deliverance, and they would be able to see us with the true knowledge of who we are. So the Imam Islam is saying that there's two ingredients that need to be in place in order for the dhuhur to come, which is unity and fulfilling the pledge, keeping the promise.